This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee voters in the 3rd District are a little more knowledgeable today. Last night, a forum was held with 8 candidates for the 3rd aldermanic seat fielding questions. There's a primary next month. The seat was left open after the death of Alderman Jonathan Brostoff in November. Wisconsin's kids took center stage in Governor Tony Evers' State of the State address. In his 7th such address, Evers announced 2025 as the year of the kid. Following a recent school shooting in Madison, the governor urged bipartisan action on gun safety regulations.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
Evers' announced agenda includes initiatives to make child care more affordable, offering free school meals, and bolstering mental health resources for students in public schools. The FDA has ruled cranberries can be labeled healthy. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The FDA had proposed a new rule where producers couldn't label cranberries healthy because sugar is added to make them palatable. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, plus other Wisconsin lawmakers, started advocating for a change to that rule. Now, 2 years later, the FDA agreed. They amended the rule to say that cranberries can still count as healthy as long as they don't have more sugar than other comparable fruits have naturally. That way, something like a raisin, which has a bunch of natural sugar, doesn't get preferential treatment over the cranberry with its added sugar. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than any other state. We're responsible for 62% of the nation's supply.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, 9 of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Haven't competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some options that might be worth checking out. Brave the Dark is a drama about a teacher who connects and forms a friendship with an outcast student who he learns has been living in his car. There are not a ton of reviews in yet, but it's got a batting average of about 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. There's also a new Mark Wahlberg movie called Flight Risk. The mystery thriller is directed by actor and maniac Mel Gibson. When you've been in so many films in this genre, it's important to change things up. So Wahlberg thought he would appear bald. Interesting? Nope. No word yet if this movie is any good or not because there are no reviews out, which is always a red flag. Translation, Flight Risk is a film risk. Spend wisely. Another possibility in the mystery thriller genre is Inheritance, a film about a girl who finds herself in the middle of an international conspiracy after learning her father was a spy. Sounds exciting, but just a handful of reviews and batting about 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Fans of Abbott Elementary, which should include everyone, will be excited to hear that the show has been renewed for a 5th season. News comes on the heels of good winter ratings and a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia that drew over 8 million viewers. The show is about an underfunded inner-city Philadelphia public school and has great laughs. Abbott Elementary airs Wednesday nights at 7:30 on ABC. Star Wars might be about to get a little more dreamy. Sure, Deadpool and Wolverine director Sean Levy is on board to helm, and people seem happy with the script, but it's the rumors that Ryan Gosling will lead the cast that's gotten everyone excited. If Gosling signs on, the film will start principal photography very soon, according to The Hollywood Reporter. In other Star Wars news, The Mandalorian and Grogu is headed to theaters summer of 2026. Anyone else having trouble keeping these films straight? Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 6.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.